We want you to put the kiyur inside the mikveh right away. And we're afraid to leave it overnight. And according to Rabbi Chiya, if you only want to use this water for the kohanim, you can manage to leave it up the whole night time, and just before Oilas HaShachar, you put it into the mikveh. But according to Rabbi Yechon, there's a gzeirah, we're afraid if you don't do it right away at the beginning of the night, before Shkia, maybe you'll forget to do it right before Oilas HaShachar. So it's a gzeirah shikua. According to Rabbi Yechon, it's such an inyan, lechetchila, put it into the mikveh by Shkia. And once it's there, leave it there. Like don't, like Rabbi Chiya, you just could do it right before Oilas HaShachar. According to Rabbi Yechon, it's a gzeirah, we want it to be there the whole time.
It's not an
eight to play with it. Because more Kiddush Yodov L'Truma Sadeshin, the Kohen that washed his hands, this was before Omer HaShachar, by the Kruz HaGevet, the earliest time in the morning, that the Kohen washed his hands before he made the Truma Sadeshin. So L'Mocher and Tzorach L'Kaddish. So said Allah before, Rav Yechon says, tomorrow this Kohen, as it comes daybreak, he does not have to wash his hands over again. Why? Shekva Kiddush Metchilas Avodah. Because he already washed his hands at the beginning of the Avodah Sayyim. He's starting for the Truma Sadeshin, which is really the beginning of the Avodah for tomorrow. Just he starts it so early, even before Omer HaShachar. But since it's called the beginning of the Avodah Sayyim, that's a Birchon and Svara, the Kiddush helps now for later. Now, and what was the Hezber? L'chura, you're washing your hands before Omer HaShachar, so why isn't there a Psul Lina? So we had a Machlokes before, so it's like this. Rashi learns the question is Omer Yechon Alma. Here it does not say according to Rabbi Yochanan that they put the kiyah back down in the mikvah. It just says the kohen's allowed to wash his hands for the Truma Sadeshin. So Pshita, they hoisted it up. They brought the kiyah up out of the mikvah before Omer HaShachar, and the kohen washed his hands. And it does not say here, it does not say you have to put it down again. That's the question, why not? We tell him now according to Rabbi Yochanan that there's a gzeira shikua. We want the psulina, we want the kiyah to be in the mikvah for sure when it comes over to shachar. So why doesn't it say here you have to put it down again? So let's see. So Bishlay Rav is good according to Rav Shita that he explained this price of Rabbi Yochanan before to Mukim Lo Krebelez of Rabbi Shimon. He said this price goes according to Krebelez of Rabbi Shimon that there's no psulina at all on the hands. If so, that's why you don't have to put it down again anymore. Since there's no psul on your hands, I'll tell you the water also doesn't become psul. And I'll tell you, Hokarebi, that the Rabbi Yechon says no, we want the mekir to be in the mikvah overnight, it shouldn't have a psulina, that goes according to Rabbi Shita. So Rabbi holds that there's a psulina on your hands, who are then the mekir also would have a psulina. But according to Rabbi Leza, that holds there's no psulina on your hands, it could be there's no psulina and the kir also. So according to Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yechon never says you have to put the kiyur into the mikvah overnight. It's only according to Rabbi Shita. So according to Rav's Teretz will be Miyushev. Here Rabbi Yechon says that by Truma Sadeshin, they don't have to put the kiyur down again. This is according to Rabbi Lezer Shita. Elul Abaye, but the way Abaye learned before, to Mukum Lo Kerebi, he said, no, this halacha of Rabbi Yechonon even goes according to Rabbi Shita, that there is a psulina even on the Kiddush Adayim Raglayim, but he answered the what? That since you washed your hands right before Oilas HaShachar for the purpose of Truma Sadeshin, so this little half an hour, the Rabbanon did not make a gzera. There's no psulina in this half an hour. So Rashi explains, if so, that's good on the Kiddush of Yadayim, which is only psulina with the Rabbanon. Like, if you washed your hands, and now your hands are dry, so there's no psulina, there's nothing to be chalon. It's only psulina with the Rabbanon. So here Rebbe says, that since you washed your hands, mamish, just before the Oilas HaShachar, we'll let it go. Here, the Oilas HaShachar does not make a psulina. But the mekir itself, that the water is around, here it's a psulina midiraisa. If it's a psulina midiraisa, there are no lenience. So you washed your hands for the Truma Sadeshin, which was before Oilas HaShachar. And our deek now is the kiyah stays up. If the kiyah stays up, why isn't there a psulina? When it becomes Oilas HaShachar, the second of Oilas HaShachar, and the kiyah is up, so the water inside it should have a psul lina. That's the kasha then. Why does the Yechon say here that the Kohen can wash his hands with Truma Sadeshin? And he does not say, you have to immerse it again. Why not? You should have to put it down again. Otherwise, there'll be a psul lina. So kasha the Rebbe, yeah, the Rebbe. So Mor says, Maishna Hossam the Meshekele. How come before Rabbi Yechon says that you have to make sure the kiyur is shakua sunk down inside the mikvah? Make sure it's deep down before Omer HaShachar. And how come over here, Rabbi Yechon does not say that this crane has to immerse it, put it down again. He just says here the crane washes his hands for the Truma Tadeshin, and he does not talk about the Takana of the Kiyur. And the Havminer is, since he doesn't say it, Mash, we do not have to put the Kiyur down again. That's the Kshala, why not? So Gemara says, no, that's not the Diyuk over here. I tell you, the Misalikli, that this crane that's going to do the Truma Tadeshin, he has the right to hoist up the Kiyur when he needs it, before Amar HaShachar, it could be according to Rabbi Yechonin, he has to right away put it down again. He has to make sure that before the Amar HaShachar, during the Amar HaShachar, it's under the mikvah. It's not about Enechonami. Tem lo bino di. Tem lo bino kasha on Rabbi Yechonin. It's more so like this. Yeah. Show exactly how you go here. The fellow could use this here. Hihochi, if Sodom Gomorrah says, Lomocha Reina Makadish, what do you want to tell me according to Rabbi Yochanan, if you do not put it back down again, so you cannot use it for Kiddush tomorrow? So it's on the Gurth of Amayi and Sodom Kaddish, so the main way you want to tell me, Lomatirim Nechse Chozi, Haino the Rav Chizda. Well, it's coming out though, Lchura, that Rabbi Yochanan is saying, Mamas like Rav Chizda. That according to Rabbi Chizda, all you have to, according to Rabbi Yochanan, like Rav Chizda, meaning that even for the Matirim, this water, no matter what purpose you want to use it, even though it was up overnight, like here, the crane brought it up for Truma Tadeshin, but as long as they put it down again before the Omer HaShachar, so there's no Psulina, because by Omer HaShachar it's under the water, now this water could be used for anything, even for the Matirin, even for a crane that wants to wash his hands for the Avodah Saddam. Not like we said before, according to Rabbi Yechon, according to Rabbi Chiya. Rabbi Chiya said before that if the water wants to be used for Kahanim, for the Avodah Saddam, so then it has to be in the mikvah the whole night time. Because once it's up, after Shkia Sachama, since at night time it's possible to do the Avodah Saddam, the water also has a psulina for the Avodah Saddam. And here we're saying the key was brought up, and you put it down again, and the mashma can be used for any purpose now. So it comes out that Rabbi Yechon is saying the kitzah like Rav Chizda. I'm not sure what the gistus are. Rashi says, Rashi's gistus is okay, gistinim. He ochil amoch reina mekadish, means ain't sorak lekadish, you don't have to wash it in the second time. It's so hanat Rav Chizda. He also says Rav Yechonin ukim b'layla, he ukim, even though you picked it up at night time, it doesn't become possible for tomorrow. Because you're allowed to do the avodas tomorrow with this type of water. So chura, then Rav Yechonin is saying mamash like Rav Chizda. So what's the difference between Rav Chizda and Rav Yechonin? Before we had it for two shittas. Rav Chizda was the one that said that to make here, you could use that water even for tomorrow for the avodas Adam, as long as by Omer HaShachar there was no psulina. Even though at night time it was up. That's Rabbi Chizda Shita. Rabbi Yechonin was mashmino that to use the water for the Avodah Saddam, it had to be in the mikvah the whole night. And it was brought up for 1 second during the night time, there's a psulina on it. And here it's mashmino, Rabbi Yechonin says no, that this kohen that washed his hands for the Truma Tadeshin, that's it. This Kiddush helps even for tomorrow also. Tomorrow says no. Ikki B'nav is a little bit, is a little different. Mitzvah Shikua. Reinich Nami. Koran Rabbi Yechonin are coming on now that he mamash agrees to Rabbi Chizda Shita Midiraisa. That as long as the water is in the mikvah during Omer HaShachar, that's enough. Even though it was up throughout the whole night time, there's no psulina. Just Midirabonin though, Rabbi Chizda Yechonin Shita is, there's a mitzvah Shikua. Midirabonin, he wants the kiyur to be in the mikvah the whole night time. Because we're afraid if you leave it up, maybe you'll forget to take care of it before Omer HaShachar. And it'll come out that during Omer HaShachar it's up, and the water inside the Mekir, Rashi explains, has Kedusha on it, because the Mekir has a Kli Sharis on it, and there's an Indian to watch anything that has Kedusha. Make sure it doesn't get psul. So there's an Indian to watch the water inside the Mekir. So Rabbi Yechonin goes a step further and makes like a Gzera. Like Gzera here says, Lashon Mitzvah Shekua, but he yells the Chetchilah is a Mitzvah, that the whole night time the Kiyur should be sunk into the mikvah. And if Nami, the kohen that needs it for Truma Tadeshin, he has the right to hoist it up, but we're not afraid, like he knows now, Mamish is a half an hour before Omer HaShachar, so he's not going to forget to put it down, like Rashi explains, like he knows he has to get it down fast. It's only if you leave it up at the beginning of night time, if Yechon's afraid, the kohen thinks, listen, I have the whole night time now to get it down before Omer HaShachar, he'll forget the whole night. So therefore there's a mitzvah right away at night time, Shkia Sachama, put it down inside the mikvah. If you need it for a purpose, bring it up, but put it right down again. That's Rabbi Yochanan Shita. The Chizah doesn't make this gezeirah.
Shikua.
Meisra have a question on this. It said Aloha and Mishnah Midas that Lahoyu Rayan Oison for Loishoyman es Kailoi, that they did not see the Kohen, the earliest one that got up to do the Truma Sedeshen, the other Kohen did not see him, and did not hear, they did not hear him. What's the first thing they heard about him? At Sheshoyman Kohel Shal Eitz, Sheosu Ben Kotin, Muchtel Kiyo, until they heard this big wheel that was hoisting up the Mekir. They know him, and they would say back, and then the other Kohen would say, like Shtev Shtev, Hegiyo Eitz Kiddush Adayim Raglayim in Akir. It came the time now to make Kiddush Adayim Raglayim from the Kiyo. So now, my love, isn't it the Masalik Lay that they brought it up? As they heard, the Rosh Hashanah is the Kashan of Chizda. Here it's Mashma that the first thing the Kohen heard in the morning was the way this one Kohen that went down for the Truma Sedeshen, he had to hoist up first the Kiyo in order to use it. And that noise is what woke up the Kohen. Salma, what do we see? Mishakeyoloi, that throughout the night time, where was the Kiyo? It was sunk in the water. So it's a Kashan of Chizda. Rav Chizda does not hold the mitzvah shikur like Rabbi Yochanan. According to Rav Chizda, the kiyu was up the whole night, just right before Amar HaShachar, they put it down. So it's the opposite way, it shouldn't have been. So then, why did they hear the noise then? He doesn't have to hoist it up. Gemara says, loi, the mishakei loi. I'll tell you, he had to put it down again. So according to Rav Chizda, it was up the whole night time. Just after he used it, like it was now right before Omer HaShachar. See, it was his job to make sure to put it down. This would be like your swirl would be a little bit. That the Kohen that took care of Truma Sedeshen, according to Chizda, was not afraid because it's his job to put it down. Like you're the one that's using it right before Omer HaShachar, so it's your achiev to get it down again. So according to Chizda, he'll learn the noise that woke them up was not the noise of hoisting up the kiyur, but it was the noise of lowering it down. Freddy Gemara, how many doesn't make any noise lowering it down? Either Meshakele, if the question is just lowering it down, me Mishtama Kele, does it make any noise? At the Avamina is just lower it down with a chain. You don't have to use the big galgal, the big wheel. That's only hard to hoist it up. But to lower it down, the Avamina was just a simple thing. Tomorrow says no. Could be Meshakele Bigilgola. Still, they lowered it down with the special galgal, the special wheel that they had, and that made noise. The crunch of Chizda was the noise of lowering it down that woke up the Kohen. Lishnach Rin, another Lush, another way it says like this. The Meshakei Alei, Pechumrite, they lowered it down. What's the sense of Pechumrite means the Galgal, Rashi says. Galgal, just another Lush is saying, not the Lush in Gilgula, but Pechumrite. That yes, they lowered it down, that makes key, that's the stam, Hechid Lishtam Akrila. In order that they did it on purpose, in order like to wake up the Kohen. Ulashmiya, that they should hear his noise. The lace, and then they should come. For the Gemara, it comes out that the whole reason why they used the galgal was only to make noise. Really, it could have been simply just lower it down with a chain. It's much easier that way. But the reason why this Kohen lowered it down with the galgal was to make noise to wake them up. So for the Gemara, do they need them? They need this. Avehave Givina. There was a person called Givina. Cruz, he was the Vekka. He used to wake them up in the morning. So what do you need two things for? The Gemara says yes. Beit Shrei, we talk and need two vekas. Even the Beit Hamikdash, you need two alarm clocks. You can't be something on one alarm clock. You need two alarm clocks. Beit Shrei, Kerei, Hevei, Yavdi. The Shemiah, Mayahi, Ossi. Whoever heard the first one, heard the Galgal. And if somebody missed the Galgal, missed the noise of the thing coming down, or Shemiah, Mayahi, Ossi, and heard it from Cruz, from Givini, he woke them up. The kid is not Shavir. Rosh Hashanah, Machriz, Omdu Akhan Lavadosma. He would say, get up, Khanam, do the Avoidah. Or Levinum do Khanam, we saw Bamamodam. So Gvina Shemish, so Rosh Hashanah, Keris, Lais, Nadav, you need a taka to. Goof, what we say before, Omer Reb Yossi, Grebbe Chanino, Kol Kiyor Shein Boy, Kadei Lekadish, Arbo Kahanim Imenu, Ein Mekachim Boy. That every Kiyor needs at least water enough to wash the hands and feet of four Kahanim. How do we know this punk of four Kahanim? Shneema, the Pesach says, Barachatzu mimenu Moshe v'Yaron abonav, says that Moshe v'Yaron and his sons washed from the Kiyur. Even though Moshe was not a Kohen, but at that time during the Mehem Aluyim, he brought the Kohanim. Even though at that time Aaron was not a Kohen then, but I told upon him, Aaron has a shame Kohen on him. So the Pesach says it this way to teach us, because the Mashmet of Dindi Yeraisa, that at all times, when you want to use the kiyur, there has to be at least enough water there to wash four kan. May still have a question on this. It says, Kol ha-kelim mekadishim, any keli in the base of mikdash, any kli shorvish you're allowed to use to wash your hands and feet, you could use it for kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. Kol ha-kelim mekadishim, which is, Kol ha-kelim mekadishim mayim sh'nizkatshu behem. Mekadish yes yadayim v'raglayim, as we had before. It's lav dafka, you have to use the kiyur. You're allowed to use any kli shorvish in the base of mikdash, if it has water inside it, you could wash your hands and feet from it. So it says clearly here, that kol ha-kelim mekadishim bein sh'yesh behem revi'is, bein sh'em behem revi'is. Even though there's no revius of water, hem shita, you can't wash four kanim.